Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X.
It is a perfect day. Tell me, sir, have you... Look up, Your Excellency.
Huh? Zombie? No, wait. No.
Get out of here. Let me through here. Your Excellency. Why, you filthy...
Your shooting was not very well timed, Captain Andre.
Eh? What do you mean, Dr. Weimar?
I mean, perhaps it should have been 10 seconds sooner, or else not at all.
Assassinations in 3 weeks, and every one of the victims a government official. I just phoned the Haitian consul a few minutes ago, Chief. Says the whole island's in a turmoil down there.
Well, what gets me, Ken, is this business about zombies. The walking dead. Why, it's right out of a dime novel. It's ridiculous.
All right, Chief. You don't believe in zombies, and I don't. But a lot of the natives in Haiti do, and that's the point.
Oh, I know there's still plenty of superstition left in the world. But this whole thing just doesn't make sense.
I've seen it done before in Ceylon, Sudan, India. It's a matter of hypnotism and drugs. It creates a perfect assassin with no thought for his own safety and only one idea in mind, to kill.
But why? Assuming somebody is doing this in Haiti, why?
Well, all the victims have been government officials. It looks like an attack on the government itself.
Yeah. And the little hot spots have a habit of turning into big ones.
Sure.
Serbia... Spain. All right, Ken. Go to it.
Somebody stands to profit by this. The problem is to find out who. And the answer? Well, I guess I better look for it in Haiti. So long, Chief.
From April 28, 1951, the Golden Age of Radio Theater is presenting The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall. Scene of the action on this Man Called X episode.
Assigned to escort you to General Brock.
General Brock?
The general commands the Department of Police and Military Affairs.
Oh, yes. Tell me, have there been any new developments?
No, sir. Not since His Excellency the Finance Minister was killed in front of the government building 2 days ago.
As I understand it, there hasn't been one of these zombies captured alive.
That is correct. They're like mad dogs. One cannot take chances.
Oh, it might be worth taking a chance to be able to question one of them.
Well, so far there's been really no opportunity to capture one of them.
I see.
These affairs happen so fast that...
What is it, Captain?
This man coming towards us, he's a special investigator hired by the consul in New York. A terrible nuisance, really.
Permit me to introduce myself, sir. I am Jose Cacahuate. My car.
South American agent for North American Van Line.
From Tucumcari to Tallahassee, Chattanooga to Cucamonga, will haul anything, anywhere,
All right, Pagan, take off that phony beard and come up for air.
I can't take it off. I'm in the Secret Service.
Well, that's one branch of government you should know all about. You've been running for them several years.
Mr. Thurston, that's my bread and butter you're stepping on.
What are you doing down here, anyway?
Why, I'm investigating this zombie business. Whatever that is.
Oh, sure.
Now, Andres,
do you happen to have any ideas as to what may be behind this mess?
Well, nothing definite, Mr. Thurston. There is a general feeling that the plantation owners may be responsible in some way.
The plantation owners? Why?
Well, they've had very little voice from the government in recent years. Control has been in the hands of city politicians, so naturally...
And when did you become a political commentator, my pet?
Marlo, this is Ken Thurston, Mr. Sarge.
How do you do?
And Mr. Zell Schmidt, you know, of course.
Sure. Hi, Andre.
Oh, you horrid little man. Andre, I'm terribly sorry to break in on you this way, but I did want to remind you about dinner this evening.
Well, I'm not sure, Marlo. General Brock has assigned me as liaison to Mr. Thurston.
Well, then by all means, bring Mr. Thurston, too. You will come, won't you?
Well, I...
Oh, please. If you like Creole cooking, you'll love Haitian food.
All right. You found my weak spot.
Good. Andres will bring you out, Mr. Thurston, and I look forward to showing you around my plantation.
I don't mind confessing that it's a relief to have you here, Mr. Thurston. I'm a man of action myself, and the mystery leaves me floundering.
Well, this is all a mystery to me so far, General Brock. Possibly these case records may help a little.
Well, I hope so, but they don't make sense to me. 5 men in a row struck down on the streets without any rhyme or reason to
it. Well, I think there's a rhyme and a reason. Never finding them.
Well, I hope that happens soon, sir. One more murder will mean martial law, and then the whole business will be dumped right on my shoulders.
Yes, I see what you mean. General Brock, have you considered the possibility that one of your own men may be involved in this?
Well, that's ridiculous, sir. The police and army are absolutely trustworthy.
Well, I know that's the usual theory, but...
I can vouch for them to a man, sir.
Something else, General. This idea of the plantation owners being responsible. Is that a possibility?
Well, a possibility in theory, I suppose, but not in fact. Why, some of them are my best friends. Fine people, all of them.
I see. Well... I'll look over these records and talk with you later.
Well, I dare say we'll find time tonight at dinner.
You're coming to Miss Broussard's, too?
Yes. Fine girl, Marla. Wonderful person. Wonderful. Well, good luck, Mr. Thurston. Call on me if you need any help, sir.
Thanks, General. I will.
Hey, over here, Mr. Thurston.
Well, Secret Agent Zell Schmidt. Still wearing the beard, I see.
I need the money, Mr. X. How did I know what I was getting into? When I heard they were having trouble with zombies, I thought somebody was watering the liquor.
Well, what do you think now?
I think I'm scared.
Good reason to be, too. The chance of being turned into a zombie at any moment.
Well, don't say that.
A glassy-eyed, mindless idiot with no intellect or... come to think of it, I guess they're safe at that.
Mr. Thurston, I...
Kagan, what's the tie-up between Marla Busta and Captain Andres?
Well, who knows, except he follows her around like a moonstruck cat. A lucky dog. She wraps him around her little finger. Why, Mr. Thurston, she's practically got him hypnotized.
And this is my only guest and you haven't met. Mr. Thurston, Dr. Weimar.
I knew a Dr. Weimar in Vienna before the war. Carl, I think his name was.
My brother, Mr. Thurston. He is no longer living.
Oh, I'm sorry. Psychiatrist, wasn't he?
Yes, with a specialty in hypnotherapy.
Oh, your field too, Dr. Weimar?
It was, originally. My practice here, however, is primarily medical.
I see.
Listen, everyone. It's such a lovely night that I decided we'd have dinner on the veranda.
Oh, wonderful. Very good.
Wonderful. We'll go out through the side doors, sir. General Brock.
Yes, my dear.
Would you and Andres like to leave your firearms in here?
Oh?
I'm not really so dangerous, but you have to be armed.
On the contrary, my dear. You're so completely dangerous that mere firearms wouldn't do us the least bit of good.
Probably, General Brock. This way, Mr. Thurston.
Thanks. Ah, you're right. It is lovely out here.
I wouldn't trade it for all the rest of... Well, what's the matter, Mr. Thurston?
Well, yeah, I was just listening to the drums.
Oh, yes. Voodoo drums or signal drums. Opinions vary.
Gracie Lala, you excuse, eh?
Oh, yes, Granaloo.
Is approval with you if me go now?
Of course, Granaloo. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Missy Lala.
She's been with me for years. Devoted. A wonderful woman.
But where's she going?
Oh, she has a little house of her own in the bush.
Huh?
Holds voodoo ceremonies in it, I'm quite certain. A lot of natives still believe in it, you know.
As they do in zombieism.
Yes. Shall we sit down? You on my right, Mr. Thurston.
Thank you.
Andres there.
Well, thank you.
And you on the other side, General Brock.
Thank you, my dear.
Dr. Weimar over here.
Wait.
By...
Look.
Why, yes.
What the devil?
His eyes, glassy, thick.
It's a zombie.
Now, let's get back. If I can hold his attention. Swing this chair.
Inside, Captain Andres. Get our guns.
Just one swing now and...
Good timing, Mr. Thurston. He's knocked unconscious.
Stand back, everybody. Where is he? Where did he go?
No, Captain. Put down that gun. No, don't.
Why?
There was no need of that, Captain. The man was unconscious.
It wasn't a man. It was a zombie. You can't take chances. You... Well...
You were a little hasty, though, weren't you?
You have to kill zombies. It's the only way to...
It's all right, Andres. You come in the house with me now.
Oh.
You did the right thing, my dear.
You were right, of course, Mr. Thurston. The boy was hasty, but... Confound it, you don't understand the pressure all of us are under out here.
Maybe not, General Brock. But I don't understand why you never captured one alive.
Well, yes, I know, but... Oh, confound it, I'd better go see what's eating the boy.
Mr. Thurston, am I correct in assuming that you noticed the same thing I did?
I saw something, Dr. Weimar. Fantastic, though.
Is it? Good night, Mr. Thurston.
Good night, Doctor. All right, Pedro. You can come out from under that table now.
Well, I'm only hired to investigate these zombies, Mr. Thurston, not to fight with them. Well, so that's what they look like, eh?
Some of them. The other one here tonight looked different, though.
Other one?
Sure. Captain Andres.
Huh?
Didn't you notice him when he ran out here and shot this man? He had the eyes of a zombie.
Five assassinations in 3 weeks, and the island of Haiti is swept by a wave of terror. One word is whispered over and over on the plantations and through the dark years. Zombies, the walking dead. Ken himself was an eyewitness to killing number 6. And now he and Dagon make their way cautiously through the midnight bush, heading for the hut of a voodoo oracle, old Granum.
Not so fast, Mr. Thurston. Are you trying to lose me out here in this? I mean, how bad can it get?
You mean how scared can you get? Come on, Dagon. I want to take care of this in a hurry and get back to that house.
What do you want with this Granaloo woman anyhow?
Just checking. That zombie came out of the bush about a minute after she went into it. And she may be a voodoo leader. She's devoted to... Wait a second.
Huh?
There she is in front of the hut.
Creepers, creepers. Let's get out of here, Mr. Thurston.
Please come on up here where I can see you.
Come on, Pedro.
I've been waiting for you, Mr. X.
Why, Granaloo?
My people out there in the hills, they ask what will be done to save them from this terror. And I have not known what to tell them.
And what will you tell them now?
That you have come.
You have come. And you know who I am. How, Granaloo?
There is still much knowledge in the jungle that has never yet been found. Have you found the answer, Mr. X?
Yes, I found it. But I don't know yet how to deal with it.
You will. My people will be very happy when I tell them.
I thought there on the veranda that your pidgin English was all put on.
One must play many roles in this life, Mr. X.
Yes, I know.
I will speak to my people now.
Good night, Benaloo. Come on, Pedro. Wait for me in the car, Pagon. I'm going to stop in at the house.
Mr. Thurston, wait. No, the gun isn't necessary, Mr. Thurston. I wasn't waiting here to threaten you. The thing is, I'm scared.
Yes, I can understand how you would be, Captain Andreas.
You see, tonight is the second time something like that has happened.
You mean shooting first and thinking later?
It's not like me, Mr. Thurston. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
Do you want to understand it, Captain?
Yes. No matter what the answer is, no matter what I've got to find out.
All right, listen. Come with me now and don't say anything to anyone. Stay at my hotel tonight.
And in the morning, we'll go see Dr. Weimar together.
I don't trust Weimar.
You don't have to trust him. Trust me. He's rather far under the drug now, Mr. Thurston. And the trance, too, is about as deep as I care to take him just now.
Well, it's entirely up to your judgment, Dr. Weimar. Well, it's a little out of my field here.
Then I think we might try for some of the phrases, some of the commands that were given him when he was hypnotized previously. Do you agree, Mr. Thurston?
Yeah, go ahead, Doctor.
Captain Andres, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
And do you understand who's here with you and what's happening?
Yes, sir. You're Dr. Weimar. Mr. Thurston is here and you've hypnotized me. A part of me is asleep, a part of me is awake and listening to you. You called it a
dissociation.
Yes, sir.
Now, the awake part of you, Captain Andres, is the part I'm talking to. It's the part that remembers everything, including the last time you were hypnotized.
Yes, sir. I remember.
What were you told at that time, Captain?
I was told to forget all about it.
But you did not forget. You remember, don't you?
I remember.
And what were you told about zombies?
I was told to kill zombies, take no chances.
How were you told? What were the words? You can hear the command now. What is it, Captain? What is it?
Kill all zombies after they've killed. Kill all captured zombies. Forget you were told this.
It's almost as though a woman were talking.
You can't always be sure, Mr. Thurston.
I can't remember anything.
He's been given a lot of commands to forget. And it's going to take quite a lot of work to get it out of him.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to leave him in your hands, Dr. Weimar. I've got an appointment with General Brock.
Those case records that Mr. Thurston, no use to you at all, so it seems, huh?
Well, not much anyway, General Brock.
No.
Oh, I've got a few hazy ideas, nothing really worth mentioning.
That's too bad, too bad. I've managed to stall off martial law until tomorrow morning. That's about as far as I'll be able to push it, however.
Well, that still gives me some time.
Time. That's the enemy I've fought all my life. Action's the thing.
Which accounts, I imagine, for all these trophies on the walls.
Eh? Oh, the animal heads, yes. Collected in Central Africa over a good many years. Nothing any fool couldn't do. But, here is a trophy for you, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, yes. What is it? Polished quartz?
No, it's rutile. Beautiful job of cutting, isn't it? I attached it to this watch chain so I could swing it, like a pendulum. Watch it glitter. Glitter this way. Back and forth. Back and forth. Notice the fire in it, Mr. Thurston? The play of lights deep inside the stone?
Yes, it's fascinating.
I could watch it for hours. Glittering. Scintillating. Shifting, changing, patterns of light as it swings back and forth,
yes, I see,
makes me drowsy sometimes, sleepy, my eyes get heavy, like yours are now.
Yes.
Heavier and heavier. Sleepier and sleepier. So sleepy you can't open them. Sleep. Sleep. And now you're sound asleep.
Yes. Sound asleep.
You can't open your eyes, Mr. Thurston. You're sound asleep.
I'm sound asleep. Asleep.
Good. Mr. Thurston, you're a fool.
Yes. I'm a fool.
Hypnotism is such a simple art. You ought to learn more about it. Now, I'm going to give you some orders, Thurston. Come on. And then I'm going to wake you up. You won't remember being hypnotized. You'll forget all about this. But when the time comes, you'll carry out the commands. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. Now listen. I'm having a little dinner party at my residence this evening. The same group that was out at Nala's last night. And during this dinner, at my signal, you're going to draw your gun and kill Dr. Weimar. Do you understand?
At your signal, I'm to kill Dr. Weimar.
And here is the signal. I'll say, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
The signal. You say, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
Good. And now I'm going to wake you up, Tristan. At the count of three, you'll be wide awake, and you won't remember any of this. Understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. One, two, three. Natives of that particular area polish the stones by some method all their own. I never could discover how they did it.
That's very interesting, General. Well, I guess I better get back to work.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Thurston, I'm having a little dinner party here at my place this evening. I'd like to have you join us.
Fine, what time?
Oh, let's make it 8 o'clock.
All right, General. I'll see you at 8.
Zombies, naturally. Would somebody please pass the salt?
Well, it's a little hard to ignore the subject. It's caused six deaths in a row.
What have you found out, Mr. Thurston? Any results yet?
Well, it depends on what you mean by results, Captain Andres. None of these could have led to what General Brock would call action.
Well, unfortunately, I'm being forced into action. Martial law goes into effect at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Orders of the cabinet.
It's the old familiar pattern, and a bad one. Armed guards everywhere, a curfew, law courts closed. Bulletins, orders, and force.
Yes, it's an ugly picture, Dr. Weimar, for most people.
For most people? I'd say for everybody concerned.
Not necessarily, Marla. I came down here with one idea in mind. To look for the person most likely to profit from this zombie terror. Well, I found that person pretty quickly. It wasn't really much of a problem.
I say, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
The problem was deciding how to deal with the situation.
Mr. Thurston, doesn't it seem a little hot in here?
Not to me, General Brock.
But what I said was...
I know what you said. I also know a few things about hypnotism.
Oh,
enough at least not to fix my attention on a shiny pendulum. All right, Captain Andres.
General Brock, I have here a presidential warrant authorizing your arrest.
But Captain Andres, type it. Look! Thurston is a zombie.
Your gun, please.
Look, don't you understand? Thurston is a zombie.
No use, General Brock. Dr. Weimar worked on the captain for 5 hours today. Your number one mop-up zombie is unzombified.
This way, General. March. All right. This way. Out. Out.
Dictatorship. By way of martial law. Was that his idea, Mr. Thurston?
Of course, Nana. It's an easier way than revolution.
Oh.
Well, one thing at least. There won't be any more of those zombies now.
No, maybe not the kind he was creating. But there are other kinds. They're fighting and killing and dying all over the world. Millions of them. Mindless and blind, they follow just one command. Kill, destroy, kill. And yet who's really to blame? The zombies themselves or the men who create them?